Thank you very much, Prime Minister, for those kind words. It's really a great pleasure to be here again and meet with you again. Prime Minister Orban and I have had a very positive and very constructive meeting in which I have commended him for his very strong commitment to the Transatlantic Alliance, to NATO, and also the strong commitment of Hungary to our alliance. In Afghanistan and Kosovo, Hungarian troops are serving with professionalism and determination. I commend you on the smooth handover of responsibility in Baklan province earlier this year, and I appreciate the work you're doing to help train the Afghan forces. The Afghan forces are growing in capability and confidence, and Hungary has played a key role in that respect. Recently, we reached a major milestone. Afghan forces are moving into the lead across the country, and ISAF is completing its shift from combat to support. Our goal is now in reach, and by the end of 2014, our ISAF mission will be completed. We are planning a different non-combat mission after 2014 to train, assist, and advise the Afghan forces, and I appreciate Hungary's commitment to that new mission. We also discussed the importance of multinational approaches as a way of providing more capabilities more effectively. You host the C-17 heavy transport aircraft, which 10 allies and two partners have brought together. These aircraft provide a vital lifeline to our troops on operations. I have just visited the Papa Air Base, and I was impressed by the aircraft and their crews. This is a perfect example of smart cooperation and smart defense, nations working together to provide a capability which they could not afford on their own. And you are also making the most of your cooperation with your neighbors in the Visegrad Group, and I congratulate you on your assumption on the presidency of the Visegrad Group, as from today. Such regional cooperation benefits NATO, and such regional cooperation benefits Europe. And such cooperation is vital when all our nations are facing financial challenges. And I welcome the efforts Hungary has been making to end the decline of defense spending, and I encourage you to continue looking for ways to make better use of available funds through increased investment in modern capabilities. So, Prime Minister, I thank you very much for your commitment, and I look forward to continue working with you to build security for the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.